Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, afternoon, good evening, everyone. This is Prophet Carolyn with His Heart Speaks Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for joining in on the line today. I'm so excited, as always, when we get an opportunity, when we are blessed with an opportunity to share what is on the heart of God. And again, you know, just in case some of you are new callers, I just want to share with you, you know, the way I came up with this title for this radio show is because, again, I asked God what it is that he wanted this radio show to be named. When my sponsor, who is the Glow Code, the Glow Network, they, when the opportunity was presented to me by them, I asked the Lord, what is it? So after praying and hearing what God was saying, he specifically said, you know, his heart speaks, because my desire is to speak what is on the heart of God, to say what is on the heart of God, to relate it to the people, what is on the heart of God. Amen. And so that's how we came about with that title, his heart speaks. Because when the Holy Spirit gives us instructions, we are certain that we must follow his instructions, especially in this hour. We don't want to do anything in our own will, but we know and recognize and understand that we do the will of the Father as Jesus did. We do the will of the Father. Amen. So, Father, in this hour, we thank you, Lord God, for an opportunity to be before your people on the air. Father, we thank you for the doors that you are opening in this hour. Lord God, we just bless your name and praise you. We give you all glory, honor, and praise. Holy Spirit, you are welcome to cover the airwaves. We pray for every caller, every listener. Father, we pray for those who will come and listen to the recording. I pray that they are blessed in a mighty way. I pray that the fire of the Holy Ghost is ignited inside of them, that will inspire, encourage, and prompt them to go about your business, to do your will in the earth in this hour. Father, we just bless your name. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying on the cross for us. And we thank you, Lord God, for raising him on the third day with all power and authority in his hands, which you have now, hallelujah, given unto us. So we have now been given the authority to walk the earth in the authority that you have blessed us with. We thank you for grace and your mercy. We give you all glory, all honor, and all praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So today, guys, our topic is wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. What we choose to do and not do is very imperative in this hour. Some of us are waiting for our blessing. Some of us have received our blessing. Some of us have been waiting for days, weeks, months, years, perhaps. There is no rushing to God. What matters is that while we are in a waiting season, while we are in that period of waiting, there are some things that we need to make sure that we are doing. First of all, we need to make sure that we are waiting with great expectations. You know, it's a difference when you're just waiting on something, but if we're not waiting, expecting something to happen, I mean, what fun is that? So, and what kind of faith is that, you know? So when we are waiting, while we're in that waiting season, we want to make sure that we acknowledge, want to make sure that we put it out there, put it in the atmosphere. I'm waiting, but I am waiting with great expectation. I love how God just amazes me, and he just puts me in a place of awe no matter what season I am in. And so I have learned, you know, to continue to trust God and continue to have faith in him, and that's what we need to do. That's what we have to do in this hour. Some of the things that we need to do is we must be prayerful. You know, I mean, we have to have a prayerful life, and not just a life of prayer. Somebody might say, well, what is prayer? Prayer is your conversations, our conversations with the Lord. Talk to God. Let him know what's on your heart, even though he knows what's on his heart, because the Bible tells us that he knows everything about us, and he does. He knows our thinking before we even think, and he knows what we're going to say before it even comes out of our mouth. But prayer it's a conversation. It was between you and the Lord. There's a time when we pray and we talk and we share and tell Him what's on our hearts, how we're feeling, what we're going through. And again, He already knows these things, but He wants us to, you know, just lay it out there before Him. And then there's also a time, a period where we are listening. You know, if we're always talking and talking and talking, we will miss what God is saying if we're always talking. And so in prayer, you know, we're listening and we're talking and we're worshiping and we're honoring Him and we're thanking Him already while we're in the waiting season. Isaiah 40:31 says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." And so in other words, if we're waiting on the Lord, what are we doing? We are expecting. We are looking for. We are, our hope is in Him. So it's like, you know, we're praying the prayers, you know, and even though you may not be able to see it, you know, we have to pray, wait on God, expecting, great expectation, hoping, with hope in Him, knowing that God is the God that will not fail. And even in those times when we feel like our strength is just at level zero, you know, we can stand on the Word of God and draw our strength from Him, because our strength does come from God. Our strength comes from the Lord. And so we have to be rooted and grounded in His Word. So as we go through this waiting season, we're drawing from Christ. We're drawing from His strength. We're drawing from, you know, our faith is constantly being built up the more we study His Word, the more we look at Him and not get so focused on what's not happening. You know, sometimes we can get focused on what's not happening that we will forget all about what God has said in His Word that is going to happen. And so we have to be mindful of that. Don't get so caught up in what's going on that we forget about, you know, the one who makes all things happen. And we know that God is not going to fail at all. We can put that out there, take it to the bank, however we want to do it, cash it in, whatever, however we're going to do it. We can all understand, realize, and know for a fact that God cannot fail, and He will not fail. And so we have to look towards Him, look towards His Word, trust His Word, understand that He is a God. If He said it, He's going to do it. That's just it. If He said it, He's going to do it. He's going to complete it, because He already knows what His plans is for us. And we just have to understand while we're in that waiting season that we're going to go through some things. But we have to endure. We have to endure. Trust the Word of God. Look towards Him with great expectations. I love that song that said, "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness." I love that song. And so we're looking towards God. We're saying our hope is in Him. You know, I'm not wishing for anything. No, because my blessings don't come as a wish. My blessings are just what they are. They're blessings. You know, I have, you know, some people said things like, "I wish you good luck," and all this. And it has nothing to do with luck. No, it's all about the blessings of God. And so, again, while you're in your waiting season, begin to just trust God and thank Him and broaden your thinking. You know, if you're thinking small, then that's maybe what you're going to receive, is that small blessing. But when we allow, we serve a big God, and so when we are stress our thinking and broaden our thinking, you know, then we're able to see a bigger picture. God will show us a bigger picture, as we often say. We can't put God in a box. He is too big to put in a box, and therefore we're not going to even think about trying to put Him in a box. Acts 2:25 says, "I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With Him at my right hand, I will not be shaken." And yes, I know some things come our way. It come our way. Life happens. Yes, it does. But we have to stay focused. God wants us to stay focused on Him. It's so easy to get in our flesh when things are going on and we are expecting God to do some things. We are expecting God to perform miracles in our lives. It's so easy. If we are not steady in the Word of God, it's so easy to take our eyes off of of the Lord when we are going through some things, because the flesh is what simply tell you, you got to give up. You know, this is too hard. I can't deal with this. I can't handle this. This is too much for me to carry, to bear, you know. But first of all, the Bible says that he would never give us more than we can bear. And so we have to be mindful of what we're speaking. Our words can either give life or either they can give death. And so it's all about what we're speaking. What are we speaking? What are we allowing to take root in our mind? What are we allowing to take root in our thoughts? Are we speaking and declaring the word of God? And as we are declaring the word of God, are we believing the word of God? You know, we can speak the word of God, but if we're not believing the word of God, we're not believing what we're speaking, we're just talking noise. And so we have got to get to that point. Well, when we're speaking the word of God, we are also believing the word of God. Keep our eyes focused on the Lord. Some of the things as well that we need to not do, let's talk about that. First of all, you can't be around people who are negative, who has that negative vibe going on, who are a negative in their thinking, and everything is something is always wrong and something is always going on. I'm like this, you know. I am a joyful person because I have found I know how it is to be a very unpleasant person to be around. Thank God for deliverance. Especially in times when you're going through things. At one point in time, before I really grew up in the Lord, sometimes when I would go through things, my whole attitude would change. I mean, you know, stuff wasn't going right. And, you know, if my day started out rough, you know, that's pretty much how it ended, because of the simple fact, you know, my attitude began to change. I'll start to think, start to speak negative and, you know, just talking outside of the will of God. And that was before I grew up. And listen, yes, everything is a process. Our relationship with God grows through the process, but we have to put something in it. You know, we can't expect to get something out of it if we don't put anything in it. And so if we're wanting our relationship to grow in the Lord so that we will know what to speak and not to speak in this season, you know, we need to make sure that we're putting some time into our relationship with the Lord. You know, we need to make sure that we're spending some time with him. I mean, we need to feed our spirits the word of God. You know, spend time in prayer, spend time in praise, spend time in worship. Some of you may already know, you know, when we're going through some time and we're waiting on God to do some things, you know, that's not the time for us to lay back and chill. And when I say lay back and chill and relax, I don't mean don't, you know, take a break. I mean just stop doing it all together. Just stop doing what God has told you to do. That's not what I'm saying, because that's just straight up disobedience and rebellion. But when we're going through some things while we're in the waiting season, make sure that we are surrounded by people who have a vision. Make sure that we are surrounded by people who can pour out positivity, positive vibes, positive thoughts, positive words. You know, make sure that we are surrounding ourselves with people who not only believe in you, but believe in your vision. You know, I mean, that's an awesome thing when you can hook up with people in the body of Christ who actually believe in your vision. You know, you don't have to have a major business, you know, or a major company in order for you to hook up with some positive people. You know, I mean, so many times we get caught up in the numbers, and that's why, you know, some of us are still in waiting season, because we're looking, you know, to do something huge when God said just take baby steps. You know, as long as you're starting, just take baby steps. And soon, and you know, and then God sends that blessing our way, and we think, no, that's not it. You know, it's supposed to be bigger than that. That's exactly why some of us still in waiting season, because we missed that blessing because we sized it up. And that's what happens a lot. We size things up. That's too small. That's not big enough, you know. And we never stop to think, well, hey, was that God? Did I miss that? You know, so we can't miss the opportunities that God sent our way because we're so busy sizing things up. You know, what if, you know, can you imagine God blessing you with a 2 or 3 bedroom house and you turn it around, turn it down because you may need a 5 bedroom house, but you turn it down only to realize that you missed the blessing that was after that because you turned down the blessing that God sent the first time. And so we have to be careful not to size things up. We need to make sure that we are listening to God so that we can hear exactly what he is saying in this hour. The Bible tells us that weeping, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning, and it does. And so you may go through a season of weeping. You may go through a season of crying, you know, because you just feel like the battle is too strong, you know. You may feel like, you know, all your hope is gone. You may feel like that you've been doing this thing for a year, you know, and you still haven't received it. But I promise you, if you are walking in faith, if you are being obedient, my God, when we are obedient, it's amazing the things that God does. And he not only blesses us, but he allows us to be a blessing to someone else. And so don't give up on what it is that God has called you to do, you know, just because you are in a waiting season. Just think about it, you know. If you're having a baby, let's just say we're pregnant and we're having a baby, you know, God is, we don't want that baby coming out at 2 and 3 months, you know, in your womb. We want that baby to get to its full development before it's birthed out. And that's how God is with us, you know. He wants us to be at that place where we are content where we are in him. We are content with what we have in him. Yes, God, I'm content. And, you know, I am waiting on you. I don't mind waiting on you. I love that song that Pastor Juanita Bynum sings, I Don't Mind Waiting. I don't mind waiting. I love that song. But, yes, I love that song. Why? Because I don't mind waiting on God. If that's what it takes me to do to make sure, you know, that the plans that he has for me that is carried out the way that he wants them carried out, oh, yeah, I'll wait for him. You know, I'll wait for him. I'm in a waiting season of some things now, and it's amazing. People will look at you and they see God blessing you in particular ways, in certain ways, and they think you got it all together, and they think that you done got your blessing. Baby, please, they just don't know. That's not even a mixture. That's just a mix coming out of the box. That's all that is. That's not even a mixture. That's not even the eggs or the oil or none of that stuff going in to put it in the pan. We ain't even got there yet, but we still in waiting. And so, while we're still in waiting, we're still praising God, hallelujah. While we're still in waiting, we're still thanking God in advance, hallelujah. While we're still in waiting, we're still encouraging others as we encourage ourselves, hallelujah. While we're still in waiting, we're still praising God and not sitting around making, trying to wait for somebody to make us praise God. No, we're praising God because the Bible says, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name, hallelujah. And so while we are in that waiting series, what are we doing? We're praising God. We're exalting him. We're glorifying him. We're magnifying him. We're thanking him that he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We're thanking him that he is the great I am. We're thanking him that he is our provider. And in him, there is no lack. I don't care what it looks like. In him, there is no lack. And so while you're waiting, don't forget to do those things. Don't forget to open up your mouth and praise God. Don't forget to open up your word and read about who God is, learn who he is. Don't forget to open up your word and draw closer to God. The Bible says that when we draw closer to him, he'll draw closer to us. And so it's all about our mind. What are we thinking in our mind? What are some of those things that we need to let go of? Because sometimes while we're in the waiting season, we may be holding on to some things that God actually wants us to let go of, because he knows what we're holding on to. It's not going to serve a good purpose for where he's taking us to. And so we have to be mindful of all of those things while we are in waiting. It's nothing wrong with waiting on God. I would rather wait on God and move when he say move, instead of move when man tells me move, and then I done mess something completely up. Because y'all know how we do. We listen and folks start talking all in our ears, oh, you should do this way, and you should do this that way, and you should go over here and do this, or you should wear that, or you should say this, or you should say, well, what did God say? You know, what did God say? So you have to know those distractions will come while you're in a waiting period. Look at it this way. While you're in the waiting period, in the waiting season, it's also an opportunity for our character to be built up, because our faith is being built up. Our words that we say out of our mouths is being cleaned up, I should say, yeah. While we're in the waiting season, it's amazing some of the things that we would go through. Relationships start tripping out, and oh my God, yeah. All kinds of things are happening, you know, and the distractions that are coming my way, you know, they'll come just to kind of throw you off track, you know, hoping that you would give up and abort your assignments. But you have to declare You have to declare the word of God over your life. You have to speak the word of God over your life. We have to recognize the distraction when it comes. Again, Psalm 16:8 says, "What I will keep my eyes on the Lord. Yes, why with him at my right hand, I will not. I will not be shaken." So therefore, I don't care what kind of distractions comes our way, we have got to keep our eyes on the Lord, knowing that he is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we could ever ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. And so, because our eyes are focused on God, you know, when our eyes are focused on God, we don't have no time to be thinking about foolishness. We don't have time to be thinking about who said what, or, you know, who support or who don't support, or, you know, who accept us and who don't. You know, many of us are in that season still of trying to get folks to accept us when we should have been past that season a long time ago. Come on, somebody. And so now God is saying, listen, this is the reason why I still have you in wait season, because you're still trying to get approval of man. Come on, somebody. And so, listen, we need to let those things go. Let it go. God says, let it go. Let it go. He wants to take you somewhere. He wants to elevate you. He wants to see, when you are elevated, you know, you begin to minister to people in a different way. You begin to, your anointing grows. Everything about you begins to change. Everything about you begins to shift. And you know, when you shift, those that you are ministered to shift as well. Those, as we grow, those who God allows us to minister to, they grow as well. And so it's not about us. It's really not. It's about the kingdom. It's about operating in the kingdom. It's about what are we doing in the earth. It's about souls. It's about reaching souls for the kingdom of God. That's what it's about. And so while you are in waiting season, don't shut your mouth. Open your mouth and praise God for all the awesome things that he is going to do. While you're in waiting, praise him. Praise him for all the awesome things that he has already done. Praise him for even more of the awesome things that he is going to do beyond your imagination. See, sometimes we ask God, this is how awesome he is. We ask God for one thing and he gives us five. We ask God for five things, he gives us 10. We ask God for 10 things, he gives us 20. Hallelujah. That's how awesome God is. He loves us, and he loves you today. And I want you to understand that it doesn't matter where you have been or where you have come from or what you've gone through. Just know that Jesus loves you. Just know that, you know, if there's anyone on the line who has not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, please make sure that we connect. You can find me on my website at www.nmcic.org, and let's connect. If you're struggling with some things and you just need someone there to pray for you, please connect with me there. I'm also on Facebook under Carolyn King Robertson. You can also find me on the ministry page as well, No More Change in Christ, on Facebook as well. And so please, by all means, if you're struggling with some things and you just need some prayer, you need someone to stand in agreement with you, please reach out so that I can stand in agreement with you. It is about souls in this hour. It's always about souls. But in this hour, even more, it's about souls. So remember, while you're in your waiting period, you may be at that time where you're waiting because you really don't know, you know, who God is. You may have ran into some bad, I'm not going to say bad preachers, but you may have ran into some people of God who really don't seem like they're people of God, and you're finding yourself a little discouraged. That happens. It really does. But we're not going to leave it there. I want you to reach out to me so that I can pray for you, because understand this, you know, there's a lot going on in this hour. You will run into some people who say they are of God, but they are not of God. But you will also run into some awesome men and women of God who are really, really focusing on doing the will of the Father. And so I don't want you to be discouraged because you may have hit that kind of wall. I want you to understand that God is available, that Jesus loves you, and that he died on the cross for you. He gave his life for you. He wants to see you set free. He wants to see you healed and delivered and restored. He wants to give you a new life in him. And so if there's anyone on the line today who has backslidden, who have fallen away, please don't stay away. Please reach out so that I can pray with you and we can walk this thing out together. Yes. Just know that that God, everything that we're dealing with, even if you're sick in your body, just know that God, remember, God is a healer. By your stripes, by his stripes, we are healed. And so your waiting season may be, you may be waiting for your healing. Just know that by his stripes, we are healed. That's the word of God. In your waiting season right now, you may be in the need of a financial blessing. Just know that God is, he holds everything in his hand. There is nothing that he cannot do for us. He is our great provider, our ultimate provider. And whatever it is that we stand in need of, he can take care of that. We just want to believe God in prayer with you on today. If you are struggling with some issues in your mind in this hour, we want to pray for you. Well, you know, so make sure that you reach out, www.nmcic.org. Again, that's www.nmcic.org, and send me a message. Or you can also find me on Facebook, again, under Carolyn King Robertson. Please send me your prayer request, and I would definitely stand in agreement with you. We want to thank God for you joining in on the line today. It's such a blessing to be on the line. We are doing some new things coming up for the month of March and April. I am super excited about that. I want to thank God for my sponsors, the Glow Network, with Savonia McCore and her king. These are some mighty awesome people of God that he has allowed me to connect with. So we want to thank God for them. And, again, I want to thank you guys, each one of you who continuously join this line every Monday. I am so thankful. You guys have no idea how much you encourage me in this. And so I just want to thank God for you. And I speak blessings over your life. I speak blessings over your household and your family. I speak blessings over your finances, anything, whatever it is that you stand in need of. I speak blessings over it right now. So just remember, you are in a waiting season. And listen, if God has called you to do something, if he's called you to start a business, you better go ahead and start that business. Trust God. Trust God. And don't be trying to look for no big 20-story building when God just says start out with that one office. Come on, y'all know how we get. Ooh, I want it all. I want it big time. And, you know, and God is trying to say, get that little office and sit yourself down somewhere and start out there. You know, y'all know how we do. See, that's how you got to talk to God. You talk to him. Be real with him. Tell him what you want. And he'll tell you what you need, and then we take it from there. We do what he tells us to do. So, again, thank you guys for joining in on the line with Wait on the Lord. And remember, this is not the fainting season. This is the waiting series. Again, they that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. I'm ready to fly. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk, hallelujah, and not faint. I'm ready to fly. Eagles fly. We ready to fly, yes, on the wings of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. I love you guys. Again, this is Prophetess Carolyn with His Heart Speaks Radio blog. Network, Block Talk Radio. I'm sorry, I got super excited. I was getting ready to get my praise on. But this is, again, Block Talk Radio Network, radio show with Prophetess Carolyn King Robertson. I love you guys. You guys be blessed. And don't forget, while you're in waiting, get your shout on, get your praise on, and thank God for what he is about to do. Amen. We'll see you guys again next Monday, 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You guys be blessed, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.